Hello, welcome to Let's Endo Communicate. We are a group of first year from José de Churriguera Secondary School. This is Radio Churri and the community radio station of Leganés, Eco Leganés.
Today we are going to speak about gender, racism and human rights, and our school José de Churriguera.
All these topics are related to the Article 27 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which states that everyone has the right to participate and take part in the culture, art and science.
Our school is participating this year in a project, The Cube, together with the Embassy of Sweden and Raoul Wallenberg Academy, in order to promote the declaration of human rights.
Let's get it started.
Student for José de Churriguera Secondary School. We are going to speak about gender roles, but first we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, this is Flavia. I have got brown and long hair. I am short and I am very happy. I like video games and drawing. I don't like homework.
Hello, my name is Len. I am dumb, bright hair and quiet. I like drawing and listening to music. I don't like history.
Hello, my name is Amin. I am medium height. I have got black hair and I am shy. My hobby is drawing and painting. I like hanging out with my friends. I don't like the insects.
Hello, my name is Darieli. I am short. My age are brown and I am very fun. I like playing football, playing basketball, and listening to music. I don't like speaking.
Now, I'm going to talk about what gender is. Gender is usually differentiated by the reproductive system, but it is actually a social construct that defines what we are supposed to do. Most cultures adapt to the fact that there are only two genders, the male and the female. As some cultures consider people who are not female or male or female are gender or four gender.
What are the causes of gender inequality? One of the examples is the role assignments. From childhood, boys and girls can associate certain roles based on gender. For example, women can be associated with the family and the home, and men with work and obtaining resources to support the family. This drives women away from work, produces the gender salary gap, and makes it difficult for women to access management positions.
I'm going to talk about how to solve gender equality. Equal start with female empowerment to study fields that are typically dominated by women. There are certain fields such as science or engineering that are usually dominated by women, so it is essential to encourage girls and women to study these subjects and develop their own potential. Other example is values based education. If boys and girls are educated
biases and values such as equality and respect for social will arise and discrimination will be reduced.
I'm going to talk about gender stereotypes. There are many, but I'm only going to talk about three. First, personally characteristics. For example, women are usually expected to be accommodating and emotional, and men to be confident and aggressive. Physical appearance. For example, women are expected to be slim and graceful, while men are expected to be tall and muscular. Men and women are also expected to dress and groom themselves in stereotypical ways according to their gender. Men in pants and short hair, and women in dresses and makeup. Jobs. Some people are quick to assume that teachers and nurses are women, while those in medicine, engineers, or flying airplanes are men.
Gender is a way of developing young human into two sides. Gender is of their and limited people. Divide way to change this and work toward equality is to education. We job you like our radio session.
Hello, this is a group of First Year Secondary School students, and we are going to speak about racism and human rights. But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Aitana. I am medium high, brown high, and very chatty. I like listening to music, sleeping, watching movies, and hanging out with friends. I don't like carrots.
Hello, my name is Victoria. I am average height, blonde-haired, and very talkative. I like clothes, listening to music, and sleeping. I don't like peaches.
Hello, my name is Alejandro. I am average height, blonde-haired, and friendly. I like video games and computing. I don't like broccoli.
Hello, my name is Santiago. I am very tall, red-haired, I'm very friendly and creative. I love hanging with my friends and I'm playing video games such as Forza Horizon 4. I don't like fish. And now let's speak about racism and human rights. Let's get started with the first articles of the Declaration of Human Rights.
One, all human beings belong to a single species and are descended from a common stock. They are born equal in dignity and rights and all form an integral part of humanity. Two, all individuals and groups have the right to be different, to consider themselves as different, and to be rewarded as such. However, the diversity of life styles and the right to be different may not, in any circumstances, serve as a pretext for racial prejudice. They may not justify, either in law or in fact, any discriminatory practice whatsoever, not provide a ground for the policy of apartheid, which is the extreme form of racism.
Identity for origin in no way affects the fact that human beings can and may live differently, nor does it preclude the existence of differences based on cultural, environmental, and historical diversity, nor the right to maintain cultural identity. All people of the world possess equal faculties for attaining the highest level, intellectual, technical, social, economic, cultural, and political development.
The differences between the achievements of the different people are entirely attributable to geographical, historical, political, economic, social, and cultural factors. Such difference can in no case serve as a pretext for any rank order classification of nations or people.
Also, the Article 2 of the Declaration of Human Rights deals with equality.
Every person has all the rights and freedom proclaimed in this declaration, without any distinction of race, color, sex, language, religion, political opinion, or of any other national origin or social economic position, birth, or any other condition.
In addition, no restriction will be made based on the political, legal, or international status of the country or territory under whose jurisdiction a person depends, whether it is an independent country or a territory under administration of any other nature, national or social origin, economic position, birth, or any other condition.
In conclusion, we think equality is an important issue, and we have read the first articles of the Declaration of Human Rights, because racism should be over as soon as possible.
We have chosen this topic because it is very interesting, and it is very important in our everyday life. Since many people suffer this harassment,
this is an issue that is not properly addressed in society currently.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye. Bye.
Hello, today we are going to speak about José Churiguera Secondary School. This group is formed by Asier, Javier, Rachida, and Lucia.
Hello, this is Lucia. I am tall, I have brown, long, curly hair, and I am cheerful. I like sleeping and speaking with my friends. I don't like broccoli.
Hello, this is Asier. I am short, brown, hairy, and very friendly. I like playing and watching football. I don't like playing basketball.
Hello, this is Rachi. I am tall, long, brown, curly hair. I like humble and speaking in Spanish. I don't like reading.
Hello, this is Javi. I am tall, brown hair, and very friendly. I like playing basketball and watching football. I don't like doing homework.
I am going to speak about the teacher in my high school. The first point is the tutors. They are very friendly with us. In some subjects, we have a teacher. I think that the teacher only wants us to pass the course.
I am going to speak about the places in the school. The playground is big and has tracks to play volleyball, basketball, and football. In this school, we have a cafe to buy some food. We have a library too, and we go there to study or read. In all classrooms, we have screens to see books or to do some projects.
I am going to speak about the things we like and don't like in our school. One thing we like about the school is the people, because we have many friends and we see them every day. Other thing is the canteen, because there are many different and good foods for the mid-morning. One thing that we don't like is that there is a lot of homework and exams.
In conclusion, in our school, yes, José Churiguera, the teachers try to teach us about sometimes we feel that they don't want us to learn, and subjects are cool and interesting. We spend a lot of time with our friends, and this makes the experience funnier. We like the school so much and we feel very good.
Bye!
Bye.
Hello, we are a group of students from José Churriguera Secondary School. We are going to speak about the history of human rights. But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Bea. I'm tall. My hair is dark brown. My eyes are brown. I'm friendly and active. I like animals and I don't like school.
Hello, my name is Matt. I am short and my hair is brown. I am very funny. I like drawing, listen to music, speak Spanish and reading. I don't like eating beans and going to school.
Hello, my name is Jesus. I'm tall, my hair is black and my eyes are brown. I'm very funny. I like playing football and playing basketball. I don't like getting injured.
Well, let's talk about universal human rights.
Now I am going to talk to you a little about the story of human rights. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly on December 1948.
It was the result of the experience of the Second World War. With the end of the war and the creation of the United Nations, the international community vowed to never again allow atrocities like those of war crimes to happen again.
World leaders decided to complement the UN Charter with road and map to guarantee the rights of every individual, everyone. The document they considered and which would later become the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was taken up at the first session of the General Assembly in 1946.
In conclusion, after the war, measures needed to be taken in order not to repeat that horror, and that is the reason why the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was created. Countries were trying to find a legal frame to avoid the possibility of repeating such a disaster.
Thank you for listening.
We're a group of first year from José Churriguera Secondary School.
We hope you have liked the program.
You can listen to more of our programs at radiochurri.blogspot.com.
¿Estás escuchando?
Radio Churri.
Somos la voz del Instituto José Churriguera.
Estos son tus micros, hazte escuchar.